opposed to the war? Don't pay for it. You don't have to pay for weapons in war.
Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM and freakradio.org. I'm on the phone with Ed Heederman of the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee. How you doing, Ed?
Fine.
So we got Tax Day coming up tomorrow, April 15th, of course.
Yep.
And you and your group is urging people not to pay their taxes to the U.S. government?
Yeah, not to pay their taxes to the IRS that would go to war and the military.
And why are you doing this?
Well, because we don't believe that this war and the military are helping to secure this country, make it safer, and we think that that war is, in fact, creating more terror, and we think that people who refuse to pay their taxes to the military are actually helping reduce the amount of terrorism in this world. We're, a lot of us refuse to send the money to the IRS, but instead reroute it to community groups and organizations helping to create a better world. So, for example, I would owe the IRS $2,500, and with my tax return that I'm sending in, I'm going to include a letter saying that I am not paying this $2,500 because I object to this war and military spending. And instead, I'm going to reroute this money to other organizations.
And you guys have been around since 1982, correct?
Yes, that's when the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee was established. It's a loose coalition of organizations, the local groups around the country, and individuals who are promoting the concept of refusing to pay taxes for war.
And I believe there's a number of actions that are going to be happening on April 15th, Tax Day.
Yeah, we have a list so far of 50-some-odd actions happening in 26 states around the country on Tax Day. Some are actually happening today, but most of them are happening tomorrow at post offices, IRS buildings, just public areas in general around the country.
We have one here happening, I believe, tomorrow as well. The Raging Grannies are supposed to come out and do a...
And rage. That's right.
At the downtown post office for all you Santa Cruzans out there, head on down there tomorrow and join them. There'll be a bake sale. There'll be a lot of other stuff going on. Yeah, I was just looking at your website. You got flyers up folks can download and maybe pass out to people for students.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of recruitment issues going on right now.
Absolutely. There's a big connection between recruitment of money and recruitment of bodies. There's a connection that some people don't often notice, that that the government needs two primary resources for war. One is people, and the other is money. But increasingly, they need money more than they need people. But in any case, we, with this flyer, try to point out the link, especially to students, between military recruitment and the IRS taking money for war.
And 'cause we just had... some military recruitment up at UCSC campus, and they actually shut them down and moved them along.
Right.
But you also have this thing called the Peace Tax Form. What's that about?
Yeah, well, that's something new that we tried this year. It's an idea that originated in Britain. They did this last year. We thought, well, it's not a bad idea. It's basically a form that's sort of like a tax form. It's not a substitute for it. The IRS certainly wouldn't accept it, but it's a way to... say in a dramatic fashion to the IRS that you don't like how your money is being spent. It's not illegal to send this to the government. It would be illegal if that were in lieu of your 1040 form, but this is not intended to be in lieu of that, but just to make a strong point that you object to how money is going to war.
Well,
and that can be downloaded from the website also.
Yeah, definitely, along with the flyer for students.
Yeah, and there's also a pie chart that the War Resisters League does that shows a breakdown of how much of your federal taxes goes to the military and how much goes to human needs.
And there's past military payments as well.
That's right, exactly. The past military is getting larger and larger because Bush is cutting the budget, the fundraising part of the budget, and therefore there's a debt that's piling up. And this debt is because they cannot raise the amount of money they need for the war and other government expenditures. This debt is, of course, being passed off to future generations, and the interest on the debt is essentially a war expenditure.
And it's growing by the day.
Yes, unfortunately.
With what's going on overseas in Iraq. Well, the website, again, is nwtrcc.org, and the 800 number is 1-800-269-7464. I'm speaking with Ed Heederman of the National War Tax Resisters Coordinating Committee.
One last thought is that it does entail some risks. I don't think the risks are that great. But the risks and the inconvenience of taking this sort of direct action of rerouting your money from the IRS, I think, at least from my point of view, is far less of a risk than allowing the government and the military to ruin and other people's lives, kill people around the world, and the priorities in this country that is creating havoc with a lot of people who don't have adequate jobs, health care, housing. And I think the risks that I take in standing up to the IRS and rerouting my taxes is nothing compared to the risks of losing life or family members or jobs as a result of the U.S. military priorities.
What are the often questions you get from the hotline or from the website?
Well, people ask what's like. First, how can I do it? It's fairly simple. I mean, you just refuse to pay what you owe or some amount of what you owe. There's also a telephone tax. Every month there's a 3% federal excise tax that people can refuse.
Now, how do they do that? Do they write?
Well, they send in the bill less the 3% tax and include a letter explaining why they're doing it. The website has a lot of detail about that. There's a special website just for the telephone tax called hanguponwar.org. that people can go to with more details. The second question that we get is, of course, what are the consequences? I do this, what's likely to happen? And what's likely to happen is that you'll get a notice from the IRS saying you haven't paid, so pay up. But what is not likely to happen is that you're not likely to go to jail. They're more likely to try to seize a bank account or salary if you are a wage employee. That's not a guarantee either that they'll try that, but that's a possibility. Nevertheless, it is good if people take a look at the website.
Now, people also communicate to the federal government that they're doing this out of keeping their money so it won't go to war.
Yeah.
And has anybody ever been prosecuted? Do you know of?
There are times. It's very rare that the government will pull somebody into court and prosecute them. But usually the prosecution isn't because they've refused to pay taxes, but it's because they're refusing to give information to the IRS about their assets. The IRS can't find the assets, and so they go after these people. This happened to me about 6 years ago. The IRS had the Justice Department take me into federal district court, and I refused to give the information, and that was the end of it. The judge ruled that that I didn't have to give this information because it'd be a violation of Fifth Amendment rights to turn over that information to the IRS. This is a very unusual procedure. That was probably the last time that's happened to any war tax resister in this country when it happened to me 6 years ago in New York City.
Were you active in what you're doing now?
Yes. Well, that was maybe one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I had appeared on a national television show talking about this, and was very visible, and so my guess is that they decided to make an example out of me, but it didn't work out for them.
All right. Well, I appreciate you talking with me. We're talking with Ed Heederman. He's part of the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee. Give him a call at 1-800-269-7464 or www.nwtrcc.org. All right. Well, thanks a lot for talking with me, Ed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Remember to show up at the Santa Cruz post office on Friday, April 15th, tax day, starting 11:30 a.m. in front of the downtown post office at Water Street and Pacific. Head on down there and do the war tax resistance.
America, it's up to you. Let Mr. Politician know how you feel. Let him know that you're not going to take no more. Stop paying taxes. Stop paying for corruption and injustice. It's up to you.
Information, contact the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee at 1-800-269-7464. That's 1-800-269-7464.